Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Home Service Pro Podcast. I am here with Justin Kimball. He is with Kimball Handyman Services. Justin, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, awesome. So, Justin, tell us a little bit. Where are you based out of? What do you guys do? Let's start with that.
So, we're based out of Kalamazoo, Michigan. I mean, we pretty much go all over Michigan, as long as it's not too far from home. We pretty much really do anything and everything. We expand from the handyman stuff to doing like remodels and flips and all that stuff. Okay. Mainly we focus on the handyman stuff, but a lot of it's been flipping homes and doing remodels.
Sure. And how's that going with currently with the current, you know, interest rates market? Are you guys buying and flipping, or what does that look like?
So we work with two big companies. We do work with Fannie Mae, and then we also do work with AltiSource. So they give us homes and stuff, and we just flip them from there for them. Okay. And everything. I haven't bought anything yet to flip, but I am in the process of doing that.
Okay. Awesome. And just so we know, what's the dollar value of homes that you're looking at that you're flipping? Like, are you guys hoping, you know, are you like buying for 100, flipping for 150, or is like 200 flipping for 3? What does that look like?
So, I mean, really anything. The main thing I look at is if the home's worth it. So if I walk into a home and let's say it's got a bunch of roof damage or anything like that, then I'm not going to really put a lot of time or money into it. I'm not really even going to be interested in it. I'm looking for a home that's got like decent roofs or something like that. Walls are nothing to us. I mean, we can always rip out the walls, redo the walls and stuff, but
yep.
The main thing is water damage. Once you have water damage in a home, you're really spending a lot of money. So we're looking for the easy flip ones.
Okay. So you're hoping for like, would you call it like a cosmetic flip?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. So time-wise, like how long are you spending on a, like, what does a typical flip take you?
So we're actually doing a flip, kind of a flip out in Hastings, and that is taking us, we're hoping to have that done by August, but
okay.
We spent 3 months just doing everything about tear out and everything. And now it's just putting it back together. So we're almost 5-6 months into this.
Sure. Wow. Got it. Okay. And what do you like? Do you have employees? Are you working with subcontractors? What does the team look like?
Nope. So I'm pretty much by myself. Sure. I run and own the business. I do pretty much anything and everything, the bookings, the payroll, all that stuff. I do have a general contractor guy that I work with. Okay. So a lot of the times I get him involved with some things. But I also got people that I can reach out to and connect with and say, hey, you know, you're better at this than I am. Come on over and see what you think. So,
right. Got it. So how'd you get into all this stuff? Let's back up. Like what were you doing before you got into this?
So I was actually doing security work. I bounced from security work. I did. I was driving for FedEx for quite some time.
Sure.
I actually went through a custody battle. And the job that I previously had, they just weren't working around my court schedule and everything. So I woke up one day and in the middle of the night and said I was going to run a business and started doing what I needed to do to make sure that my business was going to run appropriately.
Sure.
I mean, I had some screw ups, stuff like that, you know. I was going to do like Angie ads or Angie list or anything like that. And I was told to stay away, but you live, you learn. I've been 4 years into the business, and I can say that the last 3 years or last 2 years that I've been doing business wise has been a lot better than the first 2 years of me starting out.
Yeah.
My name is out there.
Yeah. So you're rock and rolling with this thing solo. You know, you've got like other people that you're working with, but for the most part you're solo. So how do you, like, you've got a flip that you're working on for 5 months. What are you doing to make sure that when that 5 months is up, you've got another job lined up? Like, are you kind of mix and matching? How do you keep things?
So I mix and match. So a lot of times when I have a flip going on, I normally have some small jobs that I do, to just keep the money rolling through.
Sure.
But normally after, like, Fannie Mae, after this one's done, they'll give us another house to bid on. Altisource will do the exact same thing. So they'll keep us busy once this one's done, and then we just keep going from there.
Sure. Okay. So if someone doesn't understand the Fannie Mae program, myself included, what does that look like?
So Fannie Mae, they buy repossessed homes. So like foreclosure homes and stuff like that, or behind end taxes homes. So what Fannie Mae does is they go in, and if they have a house that needs work done, they will spend the money to get a profit out of it. They'll hire out subcontractors, and they'll have you come in and do a certain thing or a certain list. A lot of it's draws. So there's 5 draws on this house. The first one was 6. This one's 5. So each draw is something different. You have to pay attention to the draws, because they got certain things that they want you to do before you can move on to the second draw, the third one, the fourth one, the fifth one.
Got it.
But Fannie Mae keeps you really busy. I mean, they'll give me another house before this one's even up. So okay. I'll be able to bid on another house. And then if I accept it, then I just go from that house to the other house.
Okay. And are they paying you after you complete each got a draw? Yeah.
Got it. Each draw is paid out once the section of that first draw is completely done. They pay you out, you go on to the next one, and you just keep going.
Sure. Okay. So in like bad economic times, you're probably more busy than in good economic times, because there's more houses that are being foreclosed on. So you get busier as the economy goes down the tank.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good for you. So that's a good thing.
It could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. I'm just really, really picky on the stuff that I grab. I mean, if there's things that I think it's going to take way too long, I'm the type of person that likes to get a job done quick. So I try not to spend too much time on it. But if I can flip a house within 4 to 5 months, then I'm going to do it.
Okay. How'd you get involved in this Fannie Mae program? Like, do they reach out to you? Do you reach out to them?
They actually reached out to me. They just sent me an email, and I thought it was a scam, so I ignored it for a little while. And then they actually called me and started going through everything, and they're like, would you be interested? And I said, I want a little bit more information. So I reached out to a couple of my contractor buddies, and I said, have you guys ever heard of Fannie Mae? And he goes, how old are you? And I was like, old enough.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, Fannie Mae has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
So, and my drywall guy that I have, he used to work for Fannie Mae.
Okay.
So he gave me a lot of information. He's like, you have your good, you have your bad. I said, yep. He goes, you can make money, you can lose money. He goes, but you won't ever know until you actually put your foot in the door and see what you get.
Sure. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, every company has reached out to me. I have not reached out to any of these big companies. They've all reached out to me, which is actually really surprising.
Yeah, right. So from a marketing standpoint, you don't really have to do anything for your business. You're just rocking and rolling.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's exciting. So, you know, from a business standpoint, like, do you feel this is scalable? Are they paying you enough so you could pay a guy 20, 25 bucks an hour to work underneath you? Or is it like you kind of got to be doing it in order for it to be really profitable?
No. So I can afford to hire more people. But ever since COVID, it's hard to find good people. I'm being very, very picky about who I pick and who I bring on. So maybe it's just me, but I'd rather have somebody show up to work and do the work and ask questions if they have questions.
Yeah.
I have done it once or twice. I've hired a guy and he just felt like he couldn't do any of the work by himself. And I'm like, I don't have time to babysit. I've got more and more jobs rolling through. I got to do my estimates. Like, I need somebody that I can trust.
Right. Yeah. So long-term, Justin, like, what is it? Are you loving life? Or you want to keep on doing exactly what you're doing? Are you wanting to get, you know, people working underneath you? Or is it like, why I'm happy every day? Like, why change?
Right. I am really, really shocked of how my business have grown. I didn't think I'd grow this fast. But I want to go bigger. That is just me. I want to be able to have an office or a facility that people go in and out of all day long, or workers and everything. I want to have a full team. So my goal is to continue working on my contractor's license, get that, and then I will continue to hire and go from there.
Sure.
I want to be big. I want to be a well-known company in Kalamazoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got it. And you think you'll stay in the same geographical location?
I'll stay in the general area for now. I'll probably expand to maybe Tennessee, Alabama, or anything like that. But right now, I'm just going to stick around in Michigan.
Sure. Is, Fannie Mae, like, I feel like whenever I've worked with them, it's been for like a college, like school loan or something. But do they only do am I incorrect? Do they only work in like the residential mortgage side?
Yep. They only do the residential mortgage side. Yep.
Okay. So maybe I worked with them when I bought my first house. Yeah. So, okay. Cause they're nationwide, correct? Like you could relocate, and with your reputation with them and your contacts with them, if you wanted to like maybe rehab a home in Florida during the winter, you could technically do that if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad.
I can tell them that my area has expanded and they'll give me work wherever. Wherever I'm at, they'll give it to me.
Sure. Yeah, what an interesting interesting gig you got going on. So, got it. Well, that's do they give you, is there any option for like when it's all said and done, like could you buy it from them, or is it like
Yeah, I could definitely buy it after it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. Go through the realtor. So they have a realtor that they work through, multiple different ones. And then you just pretty much, if you want to buy a home, then you just go through them.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah. What a unique opportunity for you that originally thought it was a scam call a scam email. And yeah, here you are. Huh. Wow. Okay, interesting, Justin. So tell me, before you start working, tell me about your background. Like, where'd you grow up? How'd you get to this point?
So I was born and raised in Prince George, Maryland. My dad was in the Navy. Okay. He got out of the Navy. We moved to a small town called Hudson, Michigan.
Okay.
I grew up, graduated from there. I wanted to go to college, so I went to college to become a firefighter. Okay. So I went to school for my firefighter 1 and 2. Did that for a little while. And then I just started doing small jobs for people around, just doing small little handyman stuff. And they kept asking me if I had a business. And I said, no, not yet. And then I had one at an older lady. She kind of yelled at me and said that I needed to start a business because I was really good at what I was doing.
Sure. And so, here you are.
There I am.
Yeah.
Thanks. 4 years later.
Thanks to the little old lady that told you to do some. Yeah. Well, that's perfect. And then personal life, are you married, kids? What does that look like?
So I have 2 kids. Yep. I'm actually currently going through a divorce.
Okay.
I have 2 kids from 2 different moms. But sure. I mean, life is great. I can't complain. Mm-hmm. But my main focus is, I guess, mainly is my business. It's just making sure that I keep that rolling the way I need to roll it.
Sure. Got it. And so Justin, do you spend a lot of time, you have a website, Kimball Handyman Services, but do you put any effort into any of that stuff? It seems like you just really have what every business owner wants, where work is just kind of continuously flowing in. Most people, their largest struggle is leads.
Yeah. So I actually was struggling with leads and all that. So for the longest time, I went through a different company for my website, and the website now, I'm sure if you've seen it or whatnot, those guys reached out to me and said that they could help me. And I was like, well, we'll give it a shot and see what happens. I get more leads off my website and more referrals coming in than I have anything else.
Yeah. It's a really nice website. It's clean, yeah, simple. It's to the point.
Yeah, yeah. It really helps out.
Awesome. So do you have any, recommendations for any other handyman that are listening to this? I feel like you're borderline general contractor, but do you have any recommendations for other people that are wanting to grow their handyman business if they're struggling with leads?
So mainly what I did is I got my name out there. I made business cards. I always give a business card to every new client. The first year is rough. I mean, I'll be honest with you. It's really rough to get your name out there. You just got to be able to do good work, show up, do the job. If something is, you know, broke or whatnot, or it needs to be fixed that you fixed before, just keep fixing it. But make sure you do it right the first time so that way you don't have that issue. Mm-hmm. But get your name out there. Upgrade your website if you have one. You know, there's different companies out there that can make your website really pop. I mean, that's what I did. I took a leap on it. So, sure. But stay away from, try not to take any loans or no credit cards. I don't have any loans. I don't have any credit cards for my business. It's mainly, you know, the profit that comes into my business is what I use. So,
yeah,
but keep your head up and keep strong.
Yeah, for sure. I think for a lot of people, it's tough to not go into some sort of financial debt within their business. And myself included, I've played those games and, you know, you finance certain things and things like that. You know, if you're very first starting out, like, do you recommend trying to like hack this in a way where you have like a full-time job that's paying for some of your tools to get into the handyman? Or, you know, like, how do you start by just saying, go, you know, stay out of debt, like, easier said than done.
Yeah, it is easier said than done. When I did it, I did it with a dollar in my pocket. Okay. I just had the tools that I had in my shed, and then I started getting better tools as I was going. The main thing is know your worth. Know how long it's going to take to do a job, but really, honestly, know your worth. If you're out there doing a job for $30 an hour, you're not really knowing your worth at that point. I did that. I started off at $30 an hour, and moved up to about $50 an hour. And by then I was just getting into it. I needed to know my worth. And now I'm sitting at making about $65 an hour for a job. And then there's the flat rate price, but really know your worth. Don't go do a job for, you know, it's not about competition. Everybody, there's a bunch of work out there. Yeah. So I've always learned that not every job you're going to win, but don't lowball yourself. That's the biggest issue that most handyman or contractors have, is that they lowball themselves and they don't make it. I mean, I had a company that I was referring work and stuff to, and unfortunately he went back down to part-time, and I asked him if there was anything that I could do to help, and there really wasn't. So,
right.
But yeah. Get to know people. There's other big connections out there. The more you know people, the better it is.
Yeah. You know, and I think in any industry, whatever it may be, you know, when people are pricing things out, sometimes they're like, well, it's better to be doing something than rather than nothing. And sometimes you can end up even losing money on a job. Like, it actually costs you money to go do the job, especially if you start to get employees involved or vehicles, you know, fuel, travel time, things like that. Like, yep. It's not that difficult to actually legitimately lose money. Like, we've had jobs where, like, all said and done, like, we look back at it and it's like, I lost like $50. I would have been better, like, you know, playing $50 with a pull tabs or something stupid, because I literally just lost $50. Like, it's gone by doing that job, you know, and how frustrating. Like, I would have been better off saying no, not having the employee come in that day, and, you know, all that stuff. So yeah. That's great advice, Justin. So
be careful on who you hire too. I mean, you're not if you don't have the money to pay an employee, do it by yourself.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for 4 years pretty much by myself, even with having somebody help me. Sure. My kids normally help me, and then my wife, my ex-wife, soon to be ex-wife, normally helps me also. So,
yeah.
But don't hire friends, don't hire family.
Right.
That's the biggest rule in this business.
Yeah. So do you have any recommendations for people that are, maybe they're listening to this and they're looking at hiring handyman contractors? Like, what are some great questions that people ask you when they're hiring you?
I always get the questions of, do you have a website? Do you have referrals? I always tell people, do your research. My business is out there. I'm on Google. I'm on the maps. I've got a website. I got referrals. But do your research. The main red flags that I've noticed the most is when somebody comes out and the first thing they say out of their mouth is, you got to put money down before I do anything. Don't do put money down. Hmm. Wait until the at least the job has been started if you want to put money down. But for me wise, if it's anything over a certain amount, I always request, especially if there's materials involved. But I don't ask for the remainder amount until the job is completely done. And if that job is not completely done, then I don't make money or I don't get paid until that job is done.
Right.
But definitely do your research. Call around, ask people if they've ever heard of this business, and make sure you really do your research.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, that's great. A great tip on that. So, perfect, Justin. So, you know, for anyone wanting to get a hold of you, great website. It's KimballHandymanService.com. You're available to be doing projects, but you're pretty busy doing the Freddie Mae stuff, which sounds like a slam dunk for you. Yeah, for anyone starting out, would you be willing to give advice if anyone's going to reach out to you looking for to start their own, you know, successful handyman business?
Yeah, I don't have an issue giving anybody information. I mean, there's certain things that I'm still learning as I go. So.
Yeah, we all are, Justin. So awesome. Well, Justin, thank you so much for jumping on the podcast today and sharing us your story, a very unique one. You found a very great niche that sounds like it's a great deal for you. So I appreciate you taking the time to be on the Home Service Pro podcast.
No problem. Thank you for having me.